Blackstone Audio presents Echoes of Light, Kingdoms of Sand, Book 6, by Daniel Aronson. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. Atalia.
Lioness! Lioness! Lioness!
As Atalia stood in the dark tunnel, the muffled chant rose from outside.
Lioness! Lioness!
She grunted. She wore the helmet her husband had given her. It was shaped as a lion's head, complete with fangs. Her grunt echoed inside the iron, sounding like a true lion's growl. A heavy hand slammed down on her shoulder, and a voice rose from behind her.
Ready to die, desert lioness?
Atalia turned around. Euro stood there, grinning. The burly giant wore only a loincloth, a manacle of iron scales across his right arm, and a lion pelt cloak. The poor lion's head was still attached, forming a toothy hood. The scar Domina Layla had given Euro, a gift of her whip, had faded to a thin white line across his face.
Soldiers always are, Atalia said, but I don't intend to die today.
She lifted her helmet's visor and spat.
When I die, it will be as a soldier, not a gladiator.
Many others stood farther back in the tunnel. Some were trained gladiators. Brianna, the foul-mouthed she-demon with red hair. Kazrin, a smirking brute, missing half his face. Bura, a dwarf with massive arms and two axes across his back. Others in the shadows. They all wore lion pelts, the animals' heads snarling above their brows. All but Atalia. She still wore her iron lion, her helmet from the war. Deeper in the tunnel stood others doomed to fight today, but they were not gladiators. These men were prisoners condemned to death. They had received no training, and they wore nothing but subligoculi around their loins. Rather than costly lion pelts, they sported lion figures, branded onto their chests, still raw. To them, the arena would not represent a battle, but an execution.
So, do I look horish enough to pass for a Zorite? Asked Brianna.
The red-haired gladiatrix grabbed her crotch.
Don't have enough Ilarian cock in here, I think.
Atalia stared at her, stared at them all. They were all dressed as Zorites, at least how most Ilarians imagined Zorites looked. Of course, Atalia was the only true Zorite here. The other gladiators came from lands around the encircled sea, from far northern Ilania to the deep southern lands of Nur and beyond.
You look, and smell, like no cock has fucked you since the fleas moved in, Atalia said.
Brianna howled and leaped toward her, drawing her sword, only for Euro to hold her back.
Calm yourself, said the scarred giant, clinging to the wild woman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?